Turn on the tube and you'll see a lot of health stories on the local news.
More and more studies show good nutrition may help reduce the risk.
Self-hypnosis worked wonders for first-time mom Shauna Fuller.
Last year, more than 4,100 people in the United States were infected with the West Nile virus.
But according to a joint study done between the University of Wisconsin-Madison and the University of Michigan Ann Arbor, many of these reports are lacking. After reviewing nearly 3,000 health-related stories from the top 50 media markets across the country, researchers found inaccuracies or a lack of practical information in many reports.
There's a lot of health reported on local television news. Most of it is probably not as useful as it could be.
James Pribble is the study's lead author and a lecturer at the Department of Emergency Medicine at the University of Michigan. He says one of the most disturbing findings was when a skewed report could have led to major consequences. One example involved a study where scientists found lemon juice killed sperm. Some stations speculated on lemon juice's potential as a contraceptive, even though the study hadn't been done with people.
One of the stations actually went even a step further, and this is the most egregious story found, was that they misinterpreted the story entirely and concluded that lemon juice may be a substitute for costly HIV medications.
Pribble's colleague, UW-Madison political science professor Ken Goldstein, says there could be many reasons behind this finding. Some stations use prepackaged video news releases, which simply provide footage and a script for a reporter to voice. If the script has errors, so will the report. Other editorial lapses may include lack of adequate understanding of health issues or hasty interpretation of stories. Goldstein says he wants a study to inspire more cooperation between journalists and the medical community.
The story here is more opportunities missed than someone should be blamed for what's going on.
Goldstein and Pribble's reports appears in the March issue of the American Journal of Managed Care. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.